Continues the Gemara Dav Gimel Amid Beis Halacha Dalet towards the bottom. The Mishnah Halacha Dalet. Even though we said we're not a mashkin from noshim avodim k'tanim, that means we don't forcefully take from them a mashkin in order for them to pay the machzah shekel. Avalim shoklu mekablim yodim. If they give, we accept from them. Now, there's a famous machlekes over here. Ktsayis and Nesivis. What do you mean you a cotton? The Rav says over here in the Pirush of Mishnayis that the cotton has to be part of the tzibur. How does the cotton give it? So he says the cotton gives to the tzibur, and the tzibur gives on his behalf. In fact, the tzibur is, what do you mean? But the cotton has no koyach hakno. So midrabbanan, they said the cotton were mekabel from them. But at the end of the day, a cotton has no koyach to be makna. Cotton has no das to be koyner and to be makna. Zok the tzibur, from here we see, he brings a rayas that a kinyan midrabbanan is mahani midaraisa. And it's a kinyan b'mayim mitzloshon. Let's say a cotton mekadesh b'mayim mitzloshon. It's mahani midaraisa. It works, the Rabbanon, the Kenyan, works with the Raisa. The Nesivis argues, that's a Nesivis, and he says no, that in order to be Koina, Hefka Bezen Hefka won't work, even if you're going to say it works as Hefka Bezen Hefka, the Mafka the moment. But Hefka Bezen Hefka only works to be Mafkia, but not to be Makna. So how do they give it over at the end of the day? So, I believe some Achoinim say it works as Bittel. Yes, the money of the cotton might be in here, not legally. It's not really midaraisa, part of the carbon tzibur. But it's bottle. And we see bittle works even on, not just on tarovis, even on dinim. There's a whole b'kivega, famous b'kivega, if bittle works on dinim also. For instance, if you have a matzah that's not lishmo, mu'urav together, in the kemach together, lishmo, shlo lishmo. Could the bittle work on that also, that it would be considered now lishmo? Or other psulim that need a din? So, Akoponim, this is the sugya that they discuss from this Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita.
Why accept it? You've been battled, why accept it?
Children, the reason why we accept it is because Rabbanim want the kafirs of Shkolim, Chatzi Shkolim, to be larger. A lot of Kabbalah Tzibur they have to buy. So we accept it. So Rabbanim, we say that it's part of the Tzibur. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah, I mean. Hanochi v'akuti, a goy and a kuti. Sheshoklu emekablim mehen. We don't accept from them. Yes, we accept nedarim and nedavos from goyim, but we don't accept from them a machzah shekel. We don't need their korbanos tzibur, their donations to be part of korban tzibur. Now, once the Mishnah says we're not mekabel from a goy, so it continues. Ve'emekablim miyodom kinei zovin v'kinei zovos v'kinei yoldos. Different offerings that a yoledes has. We don't accept from them that. V'chatois v'ashomois. Zeh klal. This is the klal. Kol shenidav v'nidav, anything that comes b'toris nedova, so there you mekabel from them, mekabel miyodim. However, the kol she'ein nidav v'nidav, for instance, chatois and hashomers, kinei zovin, kinei yoldos, these are all chiyuvim, not nedarim nedovas. Kol she'ein nidav v'nidav, not something that's donated, so ein mekabelin miyodim, we don't accept from them. This is a first pasuk by Ezra. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk by Ezra, Loi lochem velonu livnois beis lalekenu. The pasuk is Vayomlem zrubovel v'yeshu v'sharosh yovas Yisrael. Loi lochem velonu livnois beis lalekenu. We're not together. We're not partners in building the beis hamikdash. Ki anachnu yachad nivne l'Hashem alekei Yisrael kashe tzivonu ha-melech koresh melech poras. We will build it. We. But not you. So, memele ein mekabli mehem, something that's not a nidiv and nidiv. Shenem aloi lechem v'lonu livnos beis alekeinu. Zog digo Mishnah Vayit and Avdala Domed Aleph. Zog digo... Now the Mishnah continues, b'yisodis digedin. Ve'elu shachayovin bekalbus. A kalbus is as follows. When you go to a money changer and you have a sela. Sela is really two shkolim, two half a shekels. Sela is like a coin. Now you want to exchange it, you need to give zayidu, you need a chatzi shekel. You give the sela, you get back two chatzi shkolim. You need to have a machza shekel. It wasn't exact change. It wasn't 100 pennies for $1, for a dollar coin. No. When you give a sela, and you get back two chatzi shkolim. So there's a few reasons of this additional ma or chatzi ma that you're moisim. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah. A ma is either 1/12. The cheshbon is either it's 1/12 of a chatzi shekel, or it's 1/24 of a chatzi shekel. But the point is, you have to be moisif that amount. What's the reason? So either you're moisif that amount because pashat exchange, the guy did you a service, the shulchani, you tip him for the service. Mm-hmm. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the reason why you give him more is because if you're not going to give him more, so then the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says, then the shulchani is going to deduct from the machzah shekel. He creates this coin for you. He's going to deduct. He's going to make sort of chip off a little, to scrape off a little, because he feels he didn't get his tip. That's how the Rambam Pirush Mishnah learns.
It's a tip or it's a payment for his service. It's a payment.
That's what Tupshotim. Yeah. Rashi in Bei Yedaf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says that it's that the hekta shouldn't lose out. Meaning, because be'etzim, it's really three pshatim. One way of learning is, Rashi in Chulin says, maybe it's not a meduktik dikamishkel. So, Mamela, you're moisif. It's not a meduktik dikamishkel, you're moisif. So, according to that, if it's not a meduktik dikamishkel, what you got, so you have a moisif a kalbus, so at the end, the machzah shekel that you received, you have to be moisif a kalbus whenever you give it, whoever you're giving it to. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah learns, because if you're not going to be moisif, then on the exchange, on the service, then he's going to deduct.
It's a commission.
Commission. Others learn that no, it's poshet. It's poshet a service that you have to pay him. It's because he's going to deduct, so that's you have to add on more. You want to make sure you get a full chatzi shekel. Mm-hmm. And that's the service. Or the pshat is that no, that we don't want to have to lose out be'etzim. Because it's not an exact value, one for another. Exactly. So upon him, you're chayv in a kalvus. Like we said, a kalvus is either a chatzi ma, which is 1/24 of a machzah shekel, or it's a ma, which is 1/12 of a machzah shekel. Chalak remain chakomim. We'll see in the Mishnah. So elu shachayovin lekalvus. These are the ones that are chayv to be moisif to the shulchani, a kalvus. Zok the Gemara leviim v'yisraelim v'gerim v'avodim. Now Kahanim are left out of the equation. Kahanim did not give a kalbus. Over here it seems to imply, it says clearly, Leviim give Yisraelim, Gerim and Avodim, Meshuchorim. An Eved Meshuchar is a regular Yid. He was Megayer, he's a Isha, when he's an Eved. Once he's Meshuchar, he's a Yid. Avol loy Kahanim. Black and white, Kahanim are potter from a kalbus. Now, if you're going to learn that Kahanim are potter from Machzah Shekel, like Ben, we had a Machlokes in the Mishnah before, like Ben Buchi learned that Be'etzim de potter, Be'etzim they excluded. So then, who had in their potter from a Calvin? It goes together, obviously. If you learn, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that says that the chayev, so then, we bal the chayev, but ain't mamashkenin, like the Gemara said, because it's not kiddashtoi. So who had in their potter from a Calvin? So the Hainer, there's two ways of learning this. Either you're learning, like Kahanim, is because we're going that they're potter be'etzem ha'machzah shekel, like Ben Buchi. They're not a choyte if they give, but be'etzem they're potter, you learned. So who adin, they're potter from the kalben. And if you look at Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that even though they're chayev by nama mashken, so who adin, don't take a kalben. Zok the Mishnah Vayitav and Noshim v'avodim, v'ktanim, those two you don't take a kalben. This is part of the, just like v'kidashtoi, so to Noshim, you're nama mashken from them. And just like an amamashki, you don't take a kalben. Avaloi kahanim v'noshim avonim v'ktanim ha-shoykel ade koyein. If someone is shoykel on behalf of a koyein, or ade isha, ade eved, ade koten, his potter, because now he has them as his partner, so to speak, on their behalf. So mele, his potter from the kalben. V'im shokal al yodoi v'alde chaveroi. But if someone is shoykel for two people, for me and my friend, so chay be kalben echad. So then, is chay for one kalben. The remeo I know if there's two people involved, base kul boynois. Like we said, every chatzi shekel you're getting, so you have to give now two kul boynois. Hanois is sela v'noitel shekel. If someone gives a sela and he gets back a machzah shekel, so chay shnei kul boynois. Why two kul boynois? One for the sela that he gave, and one for the machzis that he received. Hashokal al yad oni val yad shcheinoi val yad ben iroi, he's potter. If someone is shokal al yad oni, meaning he's doing it on behalf of oni or his neighbor or ade ben iroi, he's potter. The reason why he's potter is because these are matonis. He's doing it as a matonis, a gift. A matonis is potter from a kalban. Matonis. V'im hilvon, but if it's not a maton, if it's a halva, then chayov. Zog the Mishnah Vayta ha'achin ashutvin. Shechayovim b'kalboin. Brothers that are shutvin and chayovim b'kalboin. Pturim b'maisa behema. They're put for maisa behema. Maisa behema is every 10 animals, you give an animal. Chayovim b'maisa behema, then pturim b'kalboin. It's totally zebizem, meaning a shutv, a put for maisa behema, shutvin. Only an individual is chayovim maisa behema. Not a shutif. So if you're a brother that a shutfin, so you're chayv in a kalban, but you put maisa behema. However, when you are chayv in maisa behema, you're not a shutif, so then you put him in a kalban. The kamul kalban, that's what we said in the beginning. What's a kalban? More kesef divga meya. It's one more. One more means 1/12 of a machzah shekel. Chachomoimim chatzimo, 1/24 of a machzah shekel yomoisif. Zog the Gemara. Afalpi. Now what's the lomdus? The river von says on the side, Elu chayovin b'kalbus levim Yisrael ma'avikanim loy hashachay de'evadai de'kotem potter why hoyil shein atzmam p'turin im achegim shokla yidein nami p'turin af b'shabom yad odem amchui b'kalbun la'atzmoy. Since they themselves are potter, so someone is shokol al yidei achayrim af b'shabom yad odem amchui, even if it comes through a person that's mechuyev, so meila it's shokla yidein. They also potter. Zog the Gemara, af bish omru. Even though we said that we don't, they're not mechuyev, but we accept from ketanim. Zog the Gemara, holy tvoya ein toivim. But we don't ask them. We don't tell a kotan you have to give. Now hochat oma toivin, vochat oma ein toivin. On omid base we said ketanim, we were medayik, we're not memashkinin, but we tvoya. And here we're saying we're not tvoya either. So it's a stira. Enter the Gemara. It depends. We're asking on the steer and the two Mishnahis. On Ketanim. The Ketanim we made a deek in the last Mishnah in Halacha Gimel, the beginning. A Mashkin is a Ketanim, Holi Tvoya Toivin. And then the Gemara over here says, Ava Bisha Omu, even though we say that what the Mishnah says, we're not a Kabo Miyodon, but if they give, we don't accept. Im Shoku, I'm sorry. Ava Bisha Omu, Ema Mashkinin. But if they give, we accept. Now, the Gemara says, even though we accept, we're not tevea. So we're making a diak, we're not tevea. And before we said we're not memashkin, but we are tevea. So the Gemara is going to answer, depends, Beis Cyrus. Zog the Gemara, apish omru, holy tvoi ain't toivin, hochat amet toivin, hochat amet ain't toivin. Zog the Gemara, kamish heavy Beis Cyrus, kamish heavy Beis Cyrus. When is loivy Beis Cyrus, we're not tevea. When is heavy Beis Cyrus, so then we're tevea. Like we said, from Bar Mitzvah until 20. From 20, we're memashkin. Zog the Gemara, nochi vakuti. Omer bo, the bo is another thing of Abba. Tipoter, commander Omer, kuti kenochi. Here's a raya, like on the Omer, that says that the kutim, what question, what are kutim? Are kutim gere emes? Are kutim gere arayas? Is the geris valid or not? So here we see clearly the geris is not valid. Valid. Kuti kenochi. Why? The ispalgan, there's a machloikas. Kuti kenochi divi rebi. Rebi says they're like goyim. Reb Shimon gemi loyim, kuti yisrol. It's regular gere emes. The chol dover, like for everything. Zog de Gemara Om Rab Lezer, Mas Nisin Benochim, Ha Bekutim Loi. Meaning, our Mishnah is talking about Goyim, and not Kutim. Meaning, there's two parts to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Halacha Dalet says in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Ha Nochi Vakuti Sheshoklu Emikabim Mehen. The first din is that we don't accept from them Shkolim. The second din is the Emikabim Yodim. Don't accept kabbonis from them. It's not something that's nidiv and nidiv. These are chiyuvim. They're mechuyiv in these kabbonis. So you don't accept from them. They're not mechuyiv, but it's a carbon that you, a person would have been mechuyiv. Now, this din, Zog de Gemara, Omra Blazer, Masnisin, the safe of the Mishnah that says, Inam a kabbal kabbonis, is talking about goyim, by nochim. Habakutim loy. Mashenkin kutim, even though the reish of the Mishnah that says Yinam Kabel Machza Shekel is referring to kutim also, but that's what the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk of Loi Lechem Alonu Liv Nois is going on kutim. So even though by kutim you don't accept Machza Shekel, but kabbonis you would accept from them. Zogt dem Gemara, Omer Rablezer Masnissin, the Mishnah that says in a safe you don't accept Karbonos, is Davka Benochim according to Rablezer. Hobe Kutim, Loi, Kutim, even though you don't accept Machzah Shekel, you would accept Karbonos. Zogt dem Gemara, V'toni Kein, and we see so behedya, we dash in the Pasuk, Odom, it says in Pasuk, Odom Kiyakim Mekem Korban Lashem, Odom L'Rabbis HaGerim, Yemar beGerim for Karbonos, that means you mekabel Karbonos from Gerim, and Kutim HaGerim Emes, so you mekabel Karbonos from the Kutim. The Sefer, the Mishnah, is only talking about Nochim. Mikem, what we learn from Mikem, Loitzis Amumrim, Yemoitzim Mumrim. So Zog the Gemara, that's how Rablazer learns. Zog the Gemara, Masnissin, Pligi, Arablazer. Our Mishnah Behedi is not like a Blazer. Very nice, Rablazer can learn the Mishnah like that, but the Mishnah is not like that. Why? Because Lemaisa, it says in the Mishnah, Ein Mekablin Miyodim Kinezovin Vizovis Kineyoldis. We don't accept from them the Kine Yoldis. Now, you're going to tell me that this is talking about Goyim? Goyim don't have a Pasha of Tumah Bichlal. What do you mean? There's no Pasha of Zomin and Zovis by Goyim? So it can't be telling me that you don't accept from a Goyim Kine Zovin? What's a Tzatim Bichlal from Goyim? What's a Havamina? They don't have a Pasha of Zivus Bichlal. Zog the Gemara, Masis and Pligar Belozer. Ein Bichlal Miyodim Kine Zovin Vizovis Kine Yoldis Vichesh Kine Zovin Vizovis Benochim. Avada, there's no such thing. So what's it talk about? It must be talking about Kutim. So it says clearly not like a Belozer. Rabbi Lezer says that you would be Mekabel from Kutim Mekarbonus. The Mishnah can't be talking about Goyim. The Mishnah has to be talking about Kutim, the Sefer. The Sefer that says you're not Mekabel Kinezovin is obvious. Cannot be telling me this about Goyim. You don't need to tell me this. You don't need the Mishnah to tell me this. Must be it's going on Kutim. Not like a Belozer that says that you would be Mekabel from the Kutim. You'd be Mekabel from them Karbonus. Zogti Gemara. Elo. So what would Taka be the Pshat, according to the Mishnah that we're saying, Nalaga Beloza? Reisha is Benochim. The Reisha is talking about Goyim and Kutim, meaning they name a Kabbal Machza Shekel. The Sefer, it's not telling me the Chiddush about Goyim, because that's Poshet. The Sefer by Kutim. Sefer by Kutim, and Kutim attack a Gerei Arias, not Gerei Emes, and you name a Kabbal from them Korbonos. And you have to speak it out. They're not regular Goyim. They fought Gerim, but the Gerei Arias. Zog the Gemara, Vechenu, and this is correct. Vechenu, Kena Reisha. So the Gemara says, Kena Reisha, that's a gear to the going. Kena Reisha, this is indeed correct, the Pshat, that it's Taka Reisha Benochim Sefer Bekutim. It sounds like a doichik to say one part of the Mishnah is talking about Goyim and Kutim, and the second part of the Mishnah is talking about only Kutim. And that the Gemara says, Kaini, that's a Gisa, the Goyin has. Kaini, it's correct. Reisha Benochim, Sefer Bekutim. It's not a doichik. You have to say that. The Reisha is talking about Goyim and Kutim, and the Sefer is talking about only Kutim. And that's the Chorin, Nalaka Belozer, that we're saying, Behedin Nalaka Belozer. The Belozer Taka holds that they Gerei Emes. But we hold no, they Gerei Arias, and Memela Yinamik Kabel Karbonis from the Kutim. Zog the Mogher Om Rabbi Yechon. Betchila ein mekablin mehen loy dover mesuyim veloy dover shein mesuyim. Rabbi Yechon says, Betchila means at the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash when it was built. It's a machlekes Rishonim Rashi and Erchin learns that Betchila means at the onset, before it's built, you don't want to mekabel from them anything because they'll promise and they'll hold off and they'll procrastinate. So they'll end up pushing off the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Betchila, Zog the Rashi and Erchin. You're not mekabel because maybe the intent is not to give. So Mamela, if the intent is not to give, the intent is to be ma'akif, so you aim a kablam hen. However, that's betchila. Loy dover misuim, loy dover she'en misuim. It doesn't make a difference if it's something specific or not specific. No matter what, you don't accept. Ubesoif, mashenga besoif, Dr. Rashi over there is talking about for better kabais after the basement is built. So mekablam hen, only dover she'en misuim, only something not specific. Something specific, you don't need mekabel. It's a bizoyin. This is donated by the Goyim. It's something that's Mesuim. You can specify it comes from where it comes from. There you're not Mekabel. Dover she'en Mesuim, you can be Mekabel Besoif. Ve'en Mekabel men Dover Mesuim. Mashenke Dover Mesuim not. Like we said, we don't want something nicker in the base of Mikdosh. That would be Bizoyan to accept from them. Zogt de Gemara. That's Shita Zab Yechnam. So Rabbi Yechnam's Shita is Betchila, you're not Mekabel, not a Dover Mesuim, and not Dover she'en Mesuim. Besoif, after it's built, Zok Rashi, then Mekabel and Dover She'en Mesuyim, only Dover She'en Mesuyim, but you're not Mekabel Dover Mesuyim. Now Rabbeinu Geshem over there learns that betchila means lechatchila. Lechatchila you don't accept from them. And lebesoif means after they already gave. After they already gave, you don't return. That'll be the nafkamin and the pshatim. Does it mean lechatchila b'di'evet? Or does it mean betchila sabinyan and besoif berek abayis? Zog di gomorrah, that's shitz Rabbi Yechon. Reb Shimon Lok Shoimel, Reb Shlokesh holds, bein betchila bein besoif. It doesn't make a difference if it's besoif. Ein mekabla mehem, lo yedom mesuim, lo yedom ein mesuim. You don't accept them from anything. Even dovash ein mesuim, you don't accept from them. Zog di gomorrah, mas nisin pligal Reb Yechonon. The following braisa is not like Reb Yechonon. Why? It says in the braisa, ein mekablin mehen hektish v'nedova leberek habayis. It's mashma you're not mekabel from them anything. Not even besoif. Not even dovash ein mesuim. It's mashma like Reb Yechonon. I'm sorry, it's mashma like Reb Shlokesh. Not like Reb Yechonon. It says clearly, masisim pligal Reb Yechonon. It says ein mekablin mehen hektish v'nedova leberek habayis. They don't accept anything from them. Even besoif not. Even ein mesuim not. So the Gemara is going to ask two terutzim, how you can answer according to Reb Yechonon. One terutz is, potala, you can answer, bein betchila, bein besoif, ein echanami, you don't accept, sa betchila, sa besoif, uavad dover mesuim, dafka because it's a dover mesuim, but ein echanami, ein mesuim, you would accept besoif. And the second terutz you can say, potala be mesuim, lo only we can talk about that we're talking about, the gears over here is potala betchila, we're talking about betchila, sha'afilu ma'oisov yalichem liyam ha-melech, meaning, by betchila, even when it's not a mesuyim dikazach, like money, you're not mekabel and you're yoylech liyam hamelech, you're not mekabel at all. Because betchila, you're not mekabel, even ain't a mesuyim. Betchila ain't mekabel klal. So that would be coincide with Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon's chiddush was only besoif, you're mekabel, ain't a mesuyim. So one teretz is we're talking about betchila besoif, but mesuyim. And another, that Rabbi Yechonon agrees to. Another teretz, we're talking about betchila, ain't a mesuyim. Even ain't a mesuyim, is yoylech hamelech, we're not mekabel, betchila ain't a mesuyim. That's how we answer this braisa, even according to Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Gemara fears Zois. Reb Shimon ben Lokish Oimel. Reb Shimon ben Lokish said, "Bein betchila bein besoif ein mekablin men lo yedova mesuim." It doesn't make a difference if it's mesuim ein mesuim, not mekablin soif either. Zog di Gemara, mas nisin. The following mishnah erchin is pligal Reb Shimon ben Lokish. It's not like Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Why? The Tani hakol shovin sheheino yidrin v'nidorin. So this is referring to a sugi in Erchin. The Korban Eidah brings it over here in the Mamaska Hakashovin. Bereisha Tanan, it says over there in the Reisha, Nochim Legabi Goyim Remeya Oime. It's a machlok zomayin Rabbi Yudah. Remeya Oime Nerach, meaning he's Nerach. Someone can give his value to the Beis Hamikdash. Avaloi Marich, but he himself can't be Marich. Rabbi Yehuda Oime Marich Faket. He could be Marich. He could give. However, Avaloi Nerach, but someone can't give his erach. They both agree shenoidrin v'nidorin. They both agree that the goy could be noider and nider. Nider means someone is noider for him. Zok d'morah noidrin. What does that mean? What does noider mean? Hainu d'mei ploini olai. Noider means he says I'm being noider d'mei ploini. V'nidorin means d'mei atzmoi olai. That's one pshat. D'mei atzmoi is I can give and someone else's value I can give. Oi, another pshat in Nidogan is, she'omgu acherim, other people say, d'mei ploini olai, and other people say that d'mei ploini of the goy is olai. That's called Nidogan. Nidogan, d'mei ploini olai. Now, zok de gemara, zok de covenator, v'hakol lebedek habayis. This all goes to bedek habayis. So what do we see clearly? Not like Shimon Lokesh, you mekabel from them. Shaminon de mekablin mehen. We see clearly, mekabel. Bishlem according to Rabbi Yechonon, we can be talking about besoif and ein mesuyim. But according to Shlokesh, you're not mekabel even besoif ein mesuyim. Here we see clearly in Mishnah Erchin, not like Shlokesh, you mekabel. On that, Gemara answers. Mastis in pligal Shimon Lokesh, the Tony Hakol Shovin, Shein Noidrim and Nidorin, Posalo. Meaning, what did we say? You're not mekabel a better kabayis from the goyim, but an oila which is going to the mizbeach, which is kulei kolol, which totally burnt, that you could be mekabel from a goy. So posala, you can answer. We're talking about oila. Zok demora, how are you going to explain the words nidogin and noidrin? Nicha noidrin. I understand noidrin means they're noider and oila. they can be menader and oila because it's kula kolul. That's the mizbeach. That's not better kabayis. However, how could nidor in oila? How could someone else be mechayiv him in oila? Nidor and someone else mechayiv him in oila? How could someone else be mechayiv him? Zog di gemara. What it means as follows. Elo kisha omar. Now the going over here is mahapach digeris, and he says kisha omar not Yisrael, but kisha omar nochri. If a guy says Vishoma Yisrael, and he switches around, it should be Vishoma Yisrael, and Yisrael hears the guy say Arela Oilo, V'omar, Masha Omar Zeolai, I want to give what the guy said he's going to give. So Memela, that's called Nidorin. What is the title Nidorin? Nidorin means Zog the Goin, in the Agoy Zagro, Kishoma Nochi Arela Oilo Vishoma Yisrael, V'hainu Nidorin, Shayede Hanochim Nidor. The Yisrael is neither because of the guy. That's called Nidorin. Nidorin because of the guy. So Nidorin means that they give an oil, apostle oil, because the oil and better kabai is conscious lockers, you don't accept from them. And Nidorin means that the guy is causing that the Yid is going to give an oil. Hare olai kamoisha omar, kamoisha omar zeh. So that's olai. And that's taka Nidorin. I'm nidor al yedei de nochi. We'll stop over here by the bottom, to the bottom of the Abdallah, Domen Aleph, by the two dots, six lines from the bottom, ve'einoi mevi imoy nisochim.